Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the one and only King of Comedy, Dakota.
I'm the co-host, Sherry Cliff. Nice to be here tonight and so glad we actually were able to do a show. Since, you know, it's been a few days and I wanted to do a show.
So I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just on Monday.
Well, I did, but it's not the same. It's not with Dakota, the king of comedy.
Well, duh. Everybody wants to do a show with me nowadays.
See, important.
So how did your Tuesday night show go?
It went really well. I got to interview Matthew Fayock, which is great. As always, he's such a wonderful person to interview. So, and he wants to come on our show next Tuesday, which would be really fun for us because we've never had him on our show yet. So, kind of looking forward to that.
I'll think about it. No, I'm just kidding. It sounds good to me.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's really great to keep in touch and be able to interview the same people again and see how their lives have changed over the amount of time since the last time we interviewed. And he is such an inspirational person and great attitude about life. And, you know, he's really working on his music and really getting there in the world. You know, when we're knowing him right in the beginning of his success. So the stories and the triumphs he's going through right now to try and build up his repertoire is pretty cool and pretty amazing to hear him and his story. So, and how he even became a musician is pretty interesting.
He sounds interesting. I'm down. I'm always down to interview somebody. So,
awesome.
I like using my journalism skills that I learned back in the day.
What instrument did you play?
Okay, I'm not. When I say this, I'm not saying I'm any good at these instruments, but I've played guitar, piano, and drums a little bit.
Oh wow, interesting.
But I'm not saying I'm any good at them. Huh?
Did you ever get into singing or anything like that?
There's a reason I tell jokes. I cannot sing, so.
Well, at least you admit it. You know, there's some people in this planet that think they can sing, and they just howl out there, and it's like, oh, my
right, God. Yeah, I'll admit it. Like, I can't play any instrument worth a shit, so I'm not going to sit there and just say, like, oh, I'm the best. I can play certain things. Now, piano I haven't played since, like, the seventh grade, so I honestly don't even know if I can still play it or not. That was many moons ago. That was way back in the day.
Because you're an old fart, that's why.
Well, I got to say, I was in the seventh grade. Let's see, I was probably 11. I'm 31 now, so yeah, do the math. It's been a while.
Wow. Too long.
It might have been the sixth grade. Nah, not piano. I don't see the. What am I going to do? What am I going to be a piano playing stand up comic? Get on the stage like do 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 do. Do do do. Do do. That's my Beethoven, if nobody knew.
Well, you know, not everybody's cut out for music. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
It's
what
good.
About you? You play any instruments or sing or anything?
When I'd always been in chorus, all through school for extra credit. You know, I was one of those that would do anything for extra credit, but didn't mean an actual class of some sort. So, but no, I'm just kidding. I started out with a violin in kindergarten, and then I played a slide trombone when I was in, like, second grade, And then I went straight to percussion because I really like the drums. And I ended up playing the drums for about 15 years. I played in a band and went around to different little clubs and bars in the area and played there. Played at a few little festivals, nothing really huge. And then I stopped when I ended up having kids. So it kind of came to a screaming halt. You ain't doing that no more, but I do walk around the house and, like, practice drumming, you know, on, like, the furniture and stuff, yeah. I still tap a lot. But I don't think I could ever play the drums like I did, no. It's just not, haven't done it in so long. But, yeah. See, we have something in common. We're both drummers, see?
Interesting. Yes, I was never in a band or anything though. But yes.
Oh yeah, I was in the high school band. I was in accelerated music. I was in anything that I was in, like stage shows. You know, I don't band for band. Yeah, those were the days.
See, when I was in high school, I was editor of the school newspaper. Let's see what else I've done. I was a peer mediator at one point. I did that more in middle school than in through high school. I was supposed to have my own radio show thingy because between my junior and senior year, at the end of my junior year, they asked me if I wanted to, host a radio show for the school, my senior year. And I was all into it and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah. Well, my senior year comes around and they never got the equipment. So they put me in this thing where it was like, it was the first year they were doing it. Like they always did like a news show that would play during the lunches and homerooms and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids who were doing it, like that were doing it the years before, like they were doing like all this jackass shit. By jackass shit, I don't mean they're jackasses, but you know, like the show Jackass.
Right.
Like they were like rolling themselves and skateboards downstairs and doing stupid shit, right? Well, the principal didn't like it all and took the show from them at the end of my junior year. And I guess they made it a class by the time my senior year came around. So they were going to replace that with me doing the radio, but since they didn't get the radio equipment, they just had me in the class. And literally, like our first week or like our first day, our teacher told us to get in groups and then like each group had a different day of the week and that's when their show would air on the thing. Literally the second week I was in every group. Like I guess I did like by the end of it, like by the end of it, I was doing my own show for like different days and shit. Like they would be like, all right, Dakota, we need you to fill 15 minutes for us. So I would just go out there and record stupid shit.
Wow. See, I didn't know you had all this pre-radio stuff going on. Your experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to, even 7 years ago, I was doing a web show that you can still find on YouTube. It was called Dude Line, but it was for this site called StuffDudesLike.com. And
uh-huh.
I was doing, like, a little mini web show for them. I think I did... I want to say 30-something episodes, maybe.
Wow. Now, was this broadcasted over, like, the air to, like, your radio or just to school?
Oh, the radio thing, it never really happened. That was supposed to happen with that. Now, the news show and stuff like that, it broadcasted just at the school, but it would be, like, during the homerooms and stuff like that. So I think it would do it, I know at least twice, because I can't remember how many lunches there was. I think we had 4 lunches where they, like how they had divided out between everybody. So I know, so I think it would play at least 3 or 4 times a day or whatever it was, like the same episode, I mean.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. That's interesting. And I've heard of schools having the radio stations before. Like, we had one up in our area, too, but it's just for the technical high school.
Right. Well,
and
the way I tell you, if the radio station thing would have worked out, I probably could have got picked up by other, like, where other people could hear it besides just the school. But since the radio thing didn't work out, it was just the school that got to hear the news reports and stuff like that.
Oh, right. Interesting. So that's cool. That's very cool. So were you in any other sort of, like, extracurricular, like, thing? Like,
oh, I do have a funny story, though, about it all. The only reason I became the editor of the school newspaper, and this is legit, my sophomore year, I was in a science class, but it was, like, I was taking a science class that was, like, a grade above what I was supposed to be in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie, I was a smart kid at times when I wanted to be, but whatever. But I was in the middle of science class, and the teacher goes, oh, I'm taking over the newspaper. I need somebody that can do an advice column. And I was like, that sounds fun. So I was like, I'll do it, because I had experience with the peer mediations and stuff like that. So that was just something easy and natural. So the first thing the first issue I ever did, I did an advice column for him. And I guess I did so good with that, like, literally that night or the next day or whatever, the teacher, like, comes up to me and was like, hey, I want you to be the editor of the paper. And I was like, all right, whatever, I got free time.
Wow. So you've done quite a few things in your life already.
A few. Mm-hmm. And then back in, like, 1991, I won a bunch of those little baby beauty pageant thingies, so I'm Mr. Tiny Tot, 1991. Bam, beat that.
Oh, my gosh. Is that actually online?
I don't know about that, because that was back in, like, I was, like, 30 years ago almost, so I doubt that stuff's online. I mean, there's probably some, like, newspaper clippings or something of it. Because, I mean, I got
Mr.
all the trophies.
Tiny Tot, is that right?
Huh?
Mr. Tiny Tot, is that what you said?
Yep.
I do see something there. I would love to see if that is you.
I don't know if it'd be a picture of me or not, but yeah, I got all the trophies, so.
Let me ask you, how do you feel about these mothers that take their children and put them in these pageants and all sorts of crazy stuff like that? Like, how do you feel about that?
Like, how they are nowadays, I think they overdo it, and I think they're just trying to make up for them not being able to do it or something like that when they were younger. Now, when I was doing it, my mom stopped when I was, like, three or young, you know, like, I think I was, like, two, three or whatever when it, you know, like, we stopped doing it. But from the way I take it back then, it wasn't like how it is nowadays, you know. It wasn't just, like, a bunch of just random girls and little girls trying to act like they're 20-something years old and stuff, you know. So,
right.
Back when babies. But to answer your question, though, I do feel like the way the parents are nowadays are just trying to make up for lack of them making it or something of that when they were younger.
Uh-huh.
So I never did it as a comic and I have a kid and I force him into comedy or something, you know, that would just be a little fucked up, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they go overboard, you know. It's a lot of the kids never really seem to be happy, you know.
Kids don't even know what's going on. Like, some of the kids are, like, 2 years old, don't even know what's going on. They just know that they're being put in these, like, fancy-ass little dresses and running around like they're freaking princesses and shit like that. These kids, like, you can tell, like, these kids don't have a normal life where they get to play and shit. They're probably always having to, like, practice walking and doing all that nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, it bothers me to see that. I mean, I think it's okay to put kids in pageants, but there's got to be limits. I mean, I've seen kids looking wearing little bikinis and covered in eyeshadow and lipstick and mascara.
Right. That's what I mean by, like,
wearing that.
That's what I mean by like what I don't understand about that is like the judges. Like, how do you judge a little fucking kid like that? Like, I understand if the kid's like charismatic or whatever, you know, like can run out there and like light up the room and stuff, and you're like, okay, I give him a 9 out of 10 or something. You know what I mean? Like, I get that. But how do you judge a little kid on looks? Like,
yeah.
Like, to me, that's what I'm like, that's the most fucked up part of it all, is like you're judging these little kids on looks like they're adults. So what does that say for the person doing that judging?
And seriously, and I mean, the kids walk away with a bad self-esteem, the ones that don't.
Yeah, the ones that lose. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, for stuff like that, that would be the only time I would say that, you know, like nowadays every kid gets an award for anticipating. A beauty pageant, I think, would be the only thing that every kid should get something at least for being in it, you know? They might not get a first place trophy, but they should be able to get like a little trophy or something of that nature.
Right. Right. And pageants like sexualize young girls, you know, and they promote stereotypes that transform young girls into sexual morsels. Like I said, like wearing high heels, padded bras, makeup, and they strike suggestions.
That's just like, that's just like how that dude got his, got over, well, I don't know if the dude actually did it or not, because I don't think they really figured out who did it, but that little girl who got, like, murdered back in the 90s, John Ramsey or something like that?
Ramsey, yeah.
That's just like with her, like, her parents put her in all those pageants, and then I mean, I don't know what happened. I think one of the parents did it or something, but that's just my opinion from a case from 30 years ago almost. So. But, like, if it's the guy that they think did it or whatever, or they're saying they did it, he saw her in a pageant, fell in love with her and stuff like that. That's some weird shit, you know? Like, why are they sexualizing these little girls and shit like that? That's just, like I said, in my opinion, a beauty pageant is kind of stupid. I can see them doing, like, if they're going to do a pageant like that, I see them doing maybe, like, a talent thing for the pageant and letting them judge on that. You know, like, oh, this girl can juggle or she can do backflips or something. That's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're doing it by just looks of, like what you're saying, like, bikinis and stuff like that, what little four-year-old, like, how do you judge a little four-year-old in a bikini? Like, what grown-ass person should really do that?
Exactly. And the American Psychological Association found that the hypersexualization of these young girls is strongly associated with, as they start getting older, eating disorders, low self-esteem, and depression. And, you know, they have fewer ideas of pursuing things like science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. You know, so it actually, it also sends the message out to other young girls that you have to be a certain way, you have to look a certain way, because this young girl younger than you is all done up the way they are.
Right.
Yeah. And not to mention the amount that these little kids go through just to get to look a certain way. They use so much hairspray and things that actually hurt the kids.
Right, and then I saw, like, I don't watch the show, but I was watching this show that was, like, showing clips of it and stuff and, like, making fun of it. What's that show that comes on with the little girls and the pageants? Toddlers and Tiaras or something like that?
Toddlers and Tiaras.
Like, I don't understand. That show is just crazy. Like, I don't understand how that's even a show from some of the shit you see on there. Because, like, you can just tell with the parents on there, like, the moms and stuff are, like, trying to make up for their childhood, more or less.
Mm-hmm. That's scary. So scary.
It's freaking crazy.
And they also say that these girls, like, if you look at every single one of them, are in high heels. And when you're little, your feet are not made for high heels. So it's actually, physically, it's bad for you in 2 ways. You got the hairspray, the makeup on the skin, and breathing all that hairspray in contains a stunted growth chemical in even lung cancer. And then wearing the high heels for a toddler, you know, pushes their weight forward and causes lower back pain and hindering proper development of the feet. And, you know, you'd think being a mother who actually cared about their child, they would not want their kid to be dressed up and be forced to wear stuff like that.
And that's not including the ones that, like the moms that let the kids tan and do the self-tanning and stuff like that. That's just worse, too. Because you know damn well a tanning booth is not meant for a little kid to be in.
Oh, yeah. No. That's scary. I know people who have gotten skin cancer from getting too many tans,
right,
believe it or not. And, you know. And it's sad because, you know, the girls that are in these pageants, they're just way too young to even be able to, you know, express their own views on what they can do and what they can't. They're just told to shut up and do what they need to do, you know. So, you know, they're just too young to even be able to speak up for themselves.
But yes. Hashtag cancel that show, guys. Where's all your social injustice warriors trying to get that shit off the air? Y'all are good with little girls running around in bikinis and shit being on air, but, like, y'all are mad that freaking, for example, Roseanne made a joke about a Jewish person, and she's Jewish herself, and you guys get her canceled off the air and get her kicked off her own show. So what's going on, social injustice warriors? Y'all need to make up your minds and, you know, go after the real shit that needs to be taken off the air.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, people overlook a lot of other things that are happening in the world, you know, that need to be stopped or need to be looked over and reevaluated for its values, morals, and just, you know, out of just doing the right thing. Yeah.
Right.
Scary.
Nowadays, though, it's just crazy. To me, like, all these kids, they don't have their own opinion on anything. They just follow whatever they hear online. And to me, it's stupid. Like, you can just tell, like, some of these kids aren't going to make it in life because that's the way they think with the way they are and shit. Like, they all think the same, and they're all trying to be, like, cookie cutter and everything like that, and you just can't. That's not how it is. Like, it's one thing just to have the same opinion as somebody. That's different. But when you don't, like, say you don't have an opinion about it at all, and somebody's like, I like to smell my own farts, and then you're like, oh, I like to smell my own farts, and then there's, like, a reaction of, well, we like to smell our own farts. You know, where's the guy that's going to be like, guys, that's kind of stupid, you know? Like, why are you smelling your own farts? You know, I want to, that's the person I want to hang out with. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I won't be anywhere near there, but okay. Yeah, and, you know, there's so many things on this planet, you know, we really need to start thinking of. And one of the things what today is observed for is Festival of the Souls of Dead Whales. And I think that's pretty, I mean, I guess you can celebrate and, you know, all whales that have died. But, you know, there's some that were actually caught from whaling that have been used to be, you know, people eat whales too. And I don't know. I don't believe in that. I think we have enough food. We don't need to attack the whales since some of them are...
Wait, people actually eat whales?
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of the whale blubber being used for oils and, like, to make soap and stuff like that. But I've never heard of it. Like, well, I'm sure people do eat them. Thinking about it, I mean, people eat the weirdest shit. You got people eat cats and dogs and shit, so I'm sure somebody eat a whale.
Well, I guess, you know, you got to think in other parts of the world, like especially Alaska, the Inuit community, you know, they celebrate, you know, having whales because that is actually what they found out to be, well, over half the Inuit diet is whale meat. And it's what they do, you know, it's what they have up their way to survive. But I believe if you don't have to eat whale, then, you know, I think they should stop with whales and Norway, Iceland, Japan, they still allow some whaling. And communities in Siberia and Alaska and northern Canada are still able to whale as well. But, you know, whales have also been threatened by climate change and underwater sonar testing and other water contaminants and pollution. So I really think, you know, we got to think about what we're doing to our waters and, you know, respecting the fact that there are animals that live in there that need us to care about them and worry about what's happening with, you know, their environment. And, you know, today, though, is a day to celebrate the souls of these dead whales. And I think it's definitely something we should think about. You know, people should start thinking about that. A lot of it comes down to pollution. You know, it's just, wow.
Would you eat a whale?
No. No. Unless I had to. I mean, if I'm stuck up in Alaska and there's nothing else to eat, you know, I suppose I would have to try the whale. But that's only if I had to. It's only if I had to. So, would you?
No, I'll eat I wouldn't eat a whale, but I'll eat the hell out of the dolphin.
You know, that is so scary that you said that, because it made me think when you asked me about eating a whale, I actually remember there was a tuna fish when I was a kid that they didn't have people overseeing the meat, the animals they were catching for, you know, it was supposed to be all tuna fish, and there was actually dolphins that were caught in these nets. And they weren't removing the dolphin. And they were actually putting dolphin meat in the tuna fish cans until that somebody discovered, hey, there's dolphin meat in there, too. So I am almost certain I probably ate – my family's big on tuna fish. So I am almost certain I probably ate dolphin at some point or another and thought it was tuna fish as a child. So,
what would you say is the craziest thing you ever ate?
The craziest thing? I would have to say probably a worm that was found in a bag of popcorn that I ate about 10 years ago. I probably ate about a few worms that were coming out of this certain popcorn. I didn't see it because it was in the bag of popcorn. And there is this, let me explain real quick. There is this little popcorn stand that is out on the corner in our city here. And you walk up, you pay a dollar, they scoop popcorn, give it to you in a little bag. And my children and I didn't realize that there were worms in this popcorn until we had eaten half the bag or more.
Oh, wow.
And our bag had worms in it, yeah, which was coming from the popcorn. So I think that's probably the strangest and most disgusting thing I can think of at this time.
See, the craziest thing I've ever ate is, it's a toss-up here between cow tongue and a buffalo burger.
Ooh, cow tongue.
Oh, that's good. They grill it up and you make it. Oh yeah, it's like a Mexican thing. Me being from Yuma, but it's like a Mexican thing out that way. Like, grill up some cow tongue, throw it in a tortilla. They add some spices and stuff to it too, but it's good. Like, make like a carne asada with it. Oh my god! Like, I didn't think I was gonna like it. It doesn't. When I say cow tongue, it looks like a piece of meat. It doesn't look like just like a tongue. You know what I mean? So it wasn't just like a look or anything. But I went back for seconds and thirds because it was good. And then the buffalo burger was – I was in Colorado. I was probably – I know I was still in high school, so I want to say 15 or 16. And I was up in Colorado visiting some family. And my uncle at the time had some buffalo jerky, so I tried it and I liked it. And so he was like, before you leave, you know, I'll make some buffalo burgers and stuff. So he did, and he grilled them. And it wasn't bad. I mean, tasted just like regular burger to me, but.
Oh, my God. That's weird. I just never. It is eaten or eaten all over the world, but I would not want to try it. I don't know if you have you ever looked at a cow tongue before it's been cooked?
Huh?
Have you ever looked at a cow tongue before it's been cooked?
Yeah, they kind of look a little gross and whatnot.
Yeah, there's no way.
Like this right here, you wouldn't have known it was cow tongue unless somebody told you it was cow tongue. Because to me, it didn't look nothing like it. Like, what do you think it would look like, a cow tongue and everything like that? Like, it's... Like, when I say it, people are like, oh, that's gross, but you gotta be there and try it. Like, and you know me, like, I'm, like, anybody that knows me knows I'm a picky eater when it comes to shit, so I'm not gonna be, like, trying shit I don't think I would like, but when they told me what it was and I tried it, I was just like, oh my god, this is great. And, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Shout out to Omar, shout out to my friend Omar, because it was at his house on his birthday. And to his sister for cooking it, because his sister was awesome back in the day. He was always really cool.
Well, that's cool. So, I think this is strange. I don't know if you'd ever try this, but there are pieces of a pig that they don't normally... it's like the part that... aren't really the best part of the pig to eat. Okay? It's like
hot dog? So are they putting the hot dog? So it's
yeah,
the parts of the hot dogs?
Yeah. They actually, in the grocery store, I've never seen this in my life, but I'm looking at a picture that says it's sold at the Big G. Okay? And they actually sell parts of these pigs that aren't normally... you know, you can't normally find. But it's called pork breast patty. And what they do is they add gummy bears to it and make a patty out of it. So it's pork breast patty with gummy bears. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
I was like, that's strange. I've never had anything like that. But
you know what's really good? Chicken livers.
Chicken livers.
Ew,
yeah. No.
I'm not a big beef liver fan, but chicken livers are good. Chicken heart is really good. Chicken gizzards are okay. Depends on how, like, the people are cooking them.
Wait, slow down. Slow down. There's no way. You're eating the heart and the liver and the gizzards? I always, like, throw those out. It's like,
no, you can buy them at the store and stuff, like chicken livers and stuff like that. And the hearts come in the packs with the gizzards. A lot of people don't realize that when you buy a packet of the gizzards that there's also hearts in there too.
Yeah. So let me ask you. I'm looking at another picture. It's called Miscellaneous Meat by Weight, which is probably what you're talking about. Is that something you would buy and try it?
Miscellaneous meat? No. I would have to know, like, I would want to know what animal I'm eating, you know, so. Like, if they're just like, this is miscellaneous beef or something, then maybe, you know, if they're like, this is beef and chicken, and I can go with something like that, but if they're just like, this is miscellaneous meat, for all I know, it's a freaking monkey or a cat or half a kangaroo or some shit. So, I'm not down for that one. Oh, here's a weird fact for you. In Australia, kangaroo tail is like a delicacy over there. Grilled kangaroo tail.
Kangaroo tail?
Mm-hmm. I would never try it because that's just gross, but...
I got one for you. I can't even say it. Cow dung. Would you ever eat it?
Cow dung? No, I'm good. I ain't eating a cow dick.
Dung.
Cow shit? No, I'm not here.
Cow dung is known as cow pads, cow patties, or cow manure. And some people actually eat it, which I think is just disgusting.
I know... I've heard of this happening back in the day. I've never personally seen it. I've only heard stories from older people. But, like, I know people that used to, or they would say that you know, like, mushrooms that you eat and make you hallucinate and all that shit?
Yeah.
You go flip over shit and mushrooms grow under it and stuff like that. And I know people that would do that shit. But I don't know anybody that would just eat straight-up cow shit. This is weird. That's like Rocky Mountain oysters and all that shit. Who the fuck eats bull or cow balls and whatnot? It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I am kind of just realizing this, but there is people who actually eat goat penises, and they say it tastes like venison, and it's low in fat and calories, but and there's ox penis too.
I mean, I wouldn't eat it or try that because that's just strange. But I don't know. I mean, everybody has their own appetite out there. So do you guys, do you. Anybody listening that eats cow dick and whatnot, do you. Eat a cow dick. Happy Kwanzaa,
right.
Eat a cow dick.
Yeah, there's actually, you're correct. Beef tizzle is apparently an aphrodisiac, and owners also give it to their dogs as treats.
Yeah, but dogs eat weird shit to begin with. Dogs are weird anyways. They're the only animals I know that would sit there and, like, say you puked and it got on the floor, and they'll sit there and lick it up and shit. So to me, dogs are weird to begin with like that.
Yeah. And, I'm sorry, I'm trying to read this, but a yak penis, if you're going to eat a yak penis, it costs roughly $33.50.
For yak dick? Huh.
For yak. Yeah.
Yak dick costs 30 something. Yeah, that's crazy. You wouldn't think a yak dick would be that expensive. Huh.
Right? And in China, penises are often dipped in soy or hot sauce, and consistently, its taste reminds one of overly bitter rings of calamari.
So how much does a spicy yak dick cost then?
How much is a what?
And a spicy yak dick. You said they put it in hot sauce.
I don't know.
And
I know.
Or do they charge if the yak dick's bigger or something? You know, do they just go by size? You know, like, that's a $30 yak dick. Oh, that one's a little bit bigger. That's an 8-incher. Okay, well, that's a $50 yak dick. I wonder how they do that.
Wow. I don't know. Here's one.
Oh, man, that one's only 2 inches. That's like a $3 yak dick.
They're very expensive, I do have to say. From what I can see, it's all been over $20. And this donkey penis looks like a steak of bacon. It really does. And it carries a faint taste of pork. And one donkey penis costs $23.50 at a low.
Who do you think was the first person, like, who do you think was, like, the first person to be like, yo, I'm going to eat that donkey dick? Some guys are like, yo, that donkey's dick over there looks awesome. The donkey is probably there thinking, bitch, get the fuck away.
Yeah.
Or you think it was more like, oh, man, my donkey died. Oh, yeah? Let's bury it. No. I'm going to chop his dick and eat it first. Hold on.
I guess we're not wasting any part of the animal. Some of them say it's a waste to waste any part of an animal, so they believe in eating every part of it.
Yeah, but there's some parts that should go to waste. That's one of them.
Now, let's say you were on a game show, okay? And
if I'm on a game show and they all eat donkey dick, I'm not eating it. I'll just be like, yo, I lost this game show.
George Takei had to eat a kangaroo penis on a game show in Australia.
George, was that the guy from Star Trek?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, I know you're talking about them.
Yeah. That's gross. There's just no way.
I think he's also dead now, too, so I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
Who knows? Ew.
Somebody look into that for us, guys. Somebody wants to do some research. Look into him eating a donkey cock if that had anything to do with him dying. He choked on a donkey cock.
Yeah. If I was told I had to eat something, like, I've seen those shows. They had to eat mealworms, and they've had to eat, like, the hottest pepper in the world. Like, I would really not make it past the point of digesting something. Like, I saw them, they had to milk a goat with their mouth and spit the milk into a glass. That is so disgusting. There's no way. No way.
Isn't that considered a bestiality porn? If they're doing shit like that?
I don't know. They had to literally drink or
I know,
get
I know,
out of the water in their mouth and spit it into a glass.
Right, but wouldn't that be considered like some kind of weird porn or something? Because that on the movie Jackass that came out back in the day, and don't ask me why I'm using Jackass references, but I guess they come in handy sometimes. But on the movie Jackass back in the day, they did a scene that had to be cut and edited out because they whacked off a horse and one of them drank the semen from it or some shit. Back then, so you would think something like that would be considered some kind of porn, but you said it was in Australia?
Yeah, that was Australia. Yeah.
Okay, well, never mind. In Australia, they got some weird rules over there anyway. They're probably going around milking each other and spitting it out or something. I don't know.
Ew, this is gross. This is gross. You know, when we're talking about celebrities, and a lot of celebrities have some really strange habits, okay? And Jessica Biel, who we all know, brings food with her into the shower. How the heck do you bring food into the shower? Like, I don't get that.
Was she talking, like, a burger? Like, she's just up there eating a soggy-ass burger? Or is she talking about, like, I take, like, 2-hour shower, so I have to have a bag of Cheetos hidden in here in case I get the munchies?
she eats in the shower. She admits it in chicken, apple, sausage, and an espresso. Try it, because I dare you.
That's just strange. That's kind of weird. Like, I can see if she was taking a bath or something, you know, like chilling in the tub, like a bubble bath, and she's like, I'm going to drink my coffee and munch out on a, I don't know, what skinny people eat. I eat Twinkies, so what's something a skinny person eats, man? Like, healthy food or something. But I don't see somebody just standing up in the shower and being like, yo, I'm going to eat these hot Cheetos in here real quick and, you know, dip them in some cheese and whatnot. And I don't see somebody eating a full meal in the shower. It's just kind of strange.
Yeah, she actually told Jimmy Fallon that she has brought a bowl of cereal also into the shower with her. She says, so what if you get a little bit of water in with it? It's not a big deal. And she didn't recommend attempting to eat a sandwich while showering, though. Now, I just think this is gross because, number one, you're dirty when you go into a shower. You know, what if your, like, nastiness flies up into your food and then you eat it? You know, it's just, ow, showers are dirty. Yuck.
You're dirty when you go in the shower. I don't want my nastiness to touch my burrito.
Yeah. Well, do you know who Shailene Woodley, I think I'm saying it right, Shailene Woodley, who that is? She's
no idea.
She's a big little liar.
I'm going to say American Idol. That's where everybody's famous from now, American Idol.
She was in the Big Little Lies star, Big Little Lies, and
Into
the Block. Well, anyway, she declared, I've seen her before, but I didn't know where she was, but she declared her love for eating clay. Clay, that's gross. Yeah.
Well, that's like the people that eat chalk and freaking weird shit like that. That's just even weirder. That's where a parent, when these people were kids, a parent should have been like, "Oh, you're eating your crayons? Let's not do that, little Timmy." Instead of being like, "Oh, you're eating your crayons? Try the red one. See if you like the taste of it better."
Is there any food that you have that you eat differently than other people? Like, do you eat anything really different, like, from the inside out? You know, like an Oreo? Take apart an Oreo and eat that creamy white frosting before you eat the cookie part.
I can't have Oreos, man.
Well, there's other cookies that are, like, vanilla with vanilla mint insides or,
I don't know. To answer your question with that, let's see, I'm trying to think of something I would eat differently than others. Okay, a corn dog, for example. I always pull mine off the stick for some reason. I don't know why. I think it's weird holding a stick for the corn. I don't know why. Maybe I'm afraid I'm going to bite into the stick. I mean, I don't know.
God, you gave me the chills. When I think of biting onto a wooden stick, like a popsicle stick or a hot, yeah, that just gives me the chills all over.
You think so? Like with a popsicle, I can understand because like you suck on the popsicle and stuff like that, so you kind of see the stick. But with a corn dog, yeah. It's like, how do you know you're not going to take a bite and that stick just be like longer than normal or something, and it's there.
Of the stick itself, right?
And also, by now, how come they don't make edible corn dog sticks? You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
It wouldn't be that hard. Yeah. It wouldn't be that hard to make, like, an edible, like, a piece of beef jerky stuck up in there and be like, yo, edible corn dog stick.
That's right. Maybe like a teriyaki stick or something, right?
Right, and there you go.
You just invented something. We have to say this is said first right here on Roasting the World. Dakota has come up with an amazing idea. Totally in love with it. Absolutely. And that's just funny. Like, I know people who eat Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Sometimes they just, you know, savor each bite but turn the Oreo as they're eating it. I mean, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, they turn it as they're eating it.
Huh.
Like, this weird, people eat things weird, you know, like Kit Kat. One of the Kardashians, she separates the Kit Kat, eats the middle, eats all the chocolate off the wafers, and then eats the wafers every single time.
How do you eat the chocolate off of the, like, do they suck the chocolate off the wafer and set the wafer back down?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. Yes.
I could see somebody being like, I could see one of the Kardashian sisters doing that, then what's the dude's name, Rob or whatever, comes in, and he's like, oh, cool, a wafer. Start to eat it and realize, oh, man, my sister just sucked all the fucking chocolate off of this thing. And how good is they at sucking if they can suck all the chocolate off a wafer, man? Huh. Now I know why Kanye's in the family. Okay. All right, Kanye, I'm on you now, bud.
Here's one for you. The Queen of England refuses to eat bananas like a monkey. She doesn't want to put it in her mouth, the whole thing, so she'll cut it up into little tiny bites and chew it properly with a fork.
That's strange. I could see people being like that, but that's a strange thing to do.
I do have to say there's one thing I do, but I mainly do it when I'm alone.
Wait, can you talk about this on air? Because this might be something you can't get into on air.
Okay, listen. You know me. I love Doritos. Okay, you know that. You know that's my
favorite. No, I do.
But I will take a triangle Dorito. Okay, and I will, like, I don't want to say the wrong word. I just kind of eat the coating off the chip first, like, all the way around.
Okay, so you lick the cheese off the chip, all right.
Yes, I, like, suck it off and you have to come out wrong, and then I'll eat the chip. But it's like, it's plain. Like, by the time I actually eat the chip, like, there's nothing on it.
Okay, so you suck off the Cheerio. And it comes out plain?
You made me say it. I had to say it so you could understand, but that sounded really, really wrong. But, yeah, it was a huge habit of mine, and sometimes I get caught doing it because it's like a habit, and everyone's like, why do you do that? Why do you eat them like that? And it's like, I just love, like, the cheese part. Like, I could throw away the chip. I just want to eat, like, the powder part. I don't care.
Other question.
Like, Doritos are
what do you do to Cheetos? If you went to a Dorito, what do you do to a Cheeto?
Same thing. I guess it's the cheesy ones.
For some reason, I don't know why, but like I'm picturing you taking like the big Cheeto puffs and just like sucking all the cheese off of them and putting them back in the bag or something.
There's one thing I'm really particular about, okay? Number one, it would never go back in the bag. As for, I also believe I never double dip. Never. I would never do it with any condiment whatsoever, is I don't double dip my chip. Like, if I'm not
doing that, I'm the same way with that, unless, like, I have to dip on my plate, you know what I mean? Like, if I have, like, some dip on my plate, I'll double dip the shit out of them. I'm the same way with the double dipping thing. Like I feel like it's, I cannot double dip something like that. I feel you on that one.
Yeah, I could do it on my own plate, but I would never do it in a community bowl. Okay.
You know what gets it, oh my god. You know what gets me with some people that dip? I was on a date once. This was years ago, and I had some ketchup on my plate, right? And the chick, like, dipped her food into my ketchup. And I was just like, it? No. Like, in my mind, I'm like, well, this is our bad. Like, don't fuck with my ketchup like that. If you want to, or there was one time, okay, I got a funny date story right here. Well, this wasn't really a date, but I was sort of seeing this girl. And we went out for lunch. And we just hit up, like, a little fast food place or something like that. And, she was a vegetarian, so she ordered a burger, but she was like, I want a burger, but with no meat, and I just want the lettuce and cheese and all this stuff, right? And I was like, all right, and then as I ordered, I tell the people, I was like, all right, so take her meat and put on my burger, and, you know, give me a double burger. And by the way, I broke up. And by the way, people, I did break up with her because vegetarians are weird. I said it. Any of you vegetarians want to fight me over it? Fight me over it. Oh, wait, you can't because all you eat is lettuce and you're all weirdos and shit. Yeah, I double said it. What's up, vegetarian? Go eat your plant burgers and shit.
Hey, nothing wrong with plant burgers. Come on now.
Yeah, but you're not a vegetarian. You eat meat.
No, I'm not.
I'm talking about the rabbit eaters out, you know, the ones that is out there eating grass and shit. Fucking weirdos.
Right.
Put some real food. Put some protein in your body.
Oh my. You poor Dakota. He'll just never understand those vegetarians.
No, and I could never be friends with them. So if any of my friends are vegetarians, go ahead and just delete me now off of Facebook and Twitter and
you
all those other.
You wouldn't even be friends with a vegetarian?
No, they're weirdos, man. They're weird. They eat grass. Sherry, they eat grass. I cannot know. I eat animals that eat grass. I don't eat the grass.
You ever tried dandelion? Just wondering.
No. No, no, no. No, I haven't. Because I eat real food. I know I say this a lot. I'm a real man. I eat real food, okay?
Okay. I seen people eat dandelion. I don't know why I would never touch it, but they say it's good, and a lot of people get a lot of – they say there's health benefits, and there's also side effects if you don't do it right. So it's kind of scary to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm good. I don't eat a flower. All right, well – I hate to cut this short, but we got about 4 minutes left of the show, so this hour just went by hella quick. You want to tell them where they can buy our shirts and whatnot at? Because Christmas is just around the corner, guys, and for you guys to get them for your Christmas gifts, now the next few days are probably your time to order them. So.
True. You know, our store will go on after the holidays. But you got to get in your orders now, because if you don't get them in, especially by the end of this week, you probably will not get them in time for Christmas, which would be really super sad, really sad. So go get
And
your
you know how disappointed people, you know how disappointed your freaking husbands and spouses and wives and everything are going to be if they don't open a Dakota shirt on Christmas? They don't want to wait till after Christmas to get a Dakota shirt. They want it Christmas Day, people.
That's right. Dakota, did you check out your new one, by the way?
I haven't got to see it yet. I have not got to see it yet. I will, when we get off air, I will go check it out. So if you want to shoot me a link, you know, to it, we'll definitely do that.
Well, write it down here. I'm going to tell you right now. Ready? You're going to go to www.urban-phenomenon.tmill.com. Now, once again, it's www.urban-phenomenon.tmill.com. And if you go there, check out our store. Check out all the amazing designs and shirts we have. We partnered up with a couple of people, and we have some really amazing designs out there now. And don't forget, you guys, you buy a shirt from us, we're still doing the plant a tree if you buy a shirt. So a tree will be planted.
Oh, so we're still doing that. It's still doing Green Friday?
It's still Green Friday, yes, for us. So,
I think we should change it to Green December now, because since it, you know, it went past the Friday. We're doing Green December,
true.
Guys.
True. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I think it's great that they extended that for people. I think it's great that people are buying these shirts and a tree is getting planted for every shirt that's being bought. So you're helping out the environment a real lot. T-Mill is just an amazing company, so we had to have them as our umbrella, you know. And Urban Phenomenon has a wonderful store on there that carries all of Rope and Roll shirts, shirts for Urban Phenomenon, and other shirts, too. It's not just about Phenomenon. We got Chuck and Billy shirts on there. We have Dakota shirts on there. We have Sherry Cliff shirts on there. All different designs. Please come check them out. See if there's anything there. I know you'll find something for someone in the family for Christmas. So if you are lost for an idea, everybody loves cool clothing. And these clothings are magnificent because, you're like I said, they're also planting a tree. You know, you buy a shirt, a tree gets planted. So you can let that person know that their gift actually is helping the world as well. And all these shirts are made out of recycled bottles and stuff. It's really
well,
you
cool. Like Dakota, you can buy a shirt and then tell your friend that they got a tree planted in their name. That's what I would do. But, you know, that's just Dakota.
And, you know, people are like, oh, these shirts aren't even that expensive. They're all under, some of them are under $15. How can you beat that? I mean, there's a lot of shirts out there that are name brand shirts that go for like $29-$30. These shirts are not that expensive. You're helping the environment. Read a little bit about Team Mill while you're there and see how wonderful of a business this is and what they're doing to help people. So I think it's amazing. It is from the UK, so you got to order your shirts now so that they come in time for Christmas.
Well, we got about 30 seconds left of the show, guys. I just want to say in closing on this one, Sherry, it's been great doing the show tonight. Great as usual. Everybody, you know, try to stay safe and everything right now. Wash your hands, wash your asses, brush your teeth, do all that nonsense that you guys normally do. Don't lick toilet seats because that's just weird. Eat meat. Don't be a weirdo. But anyways, all joking aside, guys, tune in this week sometime. We'll do another show in the next few days. Tune in Monday night because I will be doing another episode of my show, which went great, by the way, guys. Thank everybody for listening to that. Tuesday night, we'll for sure be doing a show because we'll have a special guest on. And, yeah, guys, we'll keep doing it. Our goal is to hit 100 by the end of the year, and we're at 90. This right here, I think, is our 92nd, or my 92nd podcast. So let's keep it up. 8 more to go, guys. So let's do this.
Let's do this.
All right, Sherry, like I said, it's been a pleasure doing the show tonight. And for sure, the next few days, we'll do another one. If not, like I said, for sure Tuesday we are. And, yeah, you have a good night. And everybody, thank you all for listening, especially the people over in Denmark and India, man. We got a big fan base in India. I don't know how, but thank you all for all listening over there. You guys are all awesome. Denmark, I don't know how we got any listeners there either, but what the fuck. I'm glad. So you guys are cool, too. And Turkey, you guys are awesome always. But, yeah, thank everybody for listening, and everybody have a great night.
Thank you, Dakota. Have a good night. Thank you all for listening.